As I continued to do the practice, I found myself wanting to spend more time, or just naturally spending more time, in the fifth stage of the practice. So the fifth stage of the practice, there's still an object to metta, you know, these numberless beings, but you can't hold all of the beings in the universe in your consciousness in the same way you can as a good friend or someone you're finding difficult. There's a little bit more receptivity needed. You can practice the fifth stage in different ways. You can go to different countries, you know, think of all of your friends in, so I'm from Canada originally, think of all my friends and family in Canada, think of all my friends and family in America, think of all the penguins in Antarctica in this way and extend my awareness over the entire world. But I also found that I could drop that focus of the object, and have more of a wider sense of metta radiating. I was still aware of myself, but I was seeing if I could let those boundaries around myself start to loosen and fade and start to tap in a little bit more into that sense of radiating or expansiveness that doesn't have a specific object. Not trying to cultivate a relationship and not necessarily being able to see any results in the same way. So as that started to happen, my faith and confidence in the practice started to grow as well. I wasn't so caught up in needing to see results. I had confidence that whatever I was doing was having some effect, even if I didn't know exactly what it was. On the best days, I felt expansive. I felt more able to be with people, even if I didn't know them, even if it was quite an unknown situation. You know, my worst days, I just felt like I just sat still for 20 minutes, and that's got to be something. And I do think it is something. I mean, how many people do you know who don't meditate, who sit still for 20 minutes, even once a week? It has an effect on our minds. It's giving us an opportunity to taste something that we wouldn't otherwise get to experience. The way of engaging with this practice also started to move into the more receptive way of engaging. As in, I'm not trying to do anything. The danger with metta practice, or one of the dangers, is you start thinking you have to force it, or you have to make something happen. You have to feel something big. There has to be some big experience. I've sometimes heard someone described it as trying to squeeze the last toothpaste, so a bit of a toothpaste tube. Kind of like, oh God, I'm trying to feel something, and there's nothing here. I've got nothing. Just think of that. What does that feel like? Is that how you want to spend your meditation practice? No. Metta then became more for me about how I approached the practice than what I was doing in it. What am I actually bringing to this? Am I bringing expectations? Am I bringing tightness? Am I bringing wanting a particular outcome? Or can I bring a quality of metta to the practice? So this sense of openness, this sense of like, okay, so what's going to happen? And can I be with whatever is going to happen with that sense of, oh, it's so hard not to have expectations, isn't it? I won't say not expecting, but maybe loosening expectations. Even just playing with how I use my hands in meditation. If I keep them resting with my palms open, does that have a different effect? So playing around with these different ways of engaging.